Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is News Radio 105.9 WBBM's All Local. Listen and subscribe for Chicago's most up-to-date news each weekday morning and afternoon. Now from the WBBM newsroom, these are the most important news stories from the Chicago area.
Our top local story at this hour, climate justice groups rally in Federal Plaza, protesting what they say are broken promises that were made by President Biden. The details from WBBM's Brandon Isom.
He basically said on the campaign trail that he wasn't going to approve any more fossil fuel projects on federal land, and he's doing that now.
Fossil fuels projects recently given the green light in Alaska for ConocoPhillips and LNG. Larry Coble is with 350 Chicago, just one of about a dozen climate justice groups gathered in Federal Plaza, and one of about 1,200 groups nationwide holding similar rallies heading into the weekend.
We're here to ask President Biden to declare a climate emergency, tell the banks to stop investing in fossil fuel infrastructure, and we want people's gas to stop the rate hike.
In the loop, Brandon Isom, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Illinois Attorney General Kwame Raoul says the state will be getting more than $500 million over the next several years as a result of a settlement with drug makers and pharmacies linked to the opioid crisis. The details from WBBM Steve Miller.
The settlement is with CVS and Walgreens and with drug makers Teva and Allergan. The total they've agreed to pay all the states taking part in the legal action is more than $17 billion. Illinois Attorney General Raoul says Illinois' share will be $518 million over 15 years. So far, his office says Illinois' share of opioid-related settlements has been more than $1.3 billion. Raoul says in a statement, "I will continue to ensure that resources Illinois receives through settlements are distributed equitably throughout the state to help fund services needed to mitigate the ongoing opioid crisis." Steve Miller, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
One person is reported to be in serious condition after a collision involving six cars and a dump truck in I-57. State police say it happened in the southbound lanes near the CalSag Channel. The incident caused all lanes to be closed and traffic diverted for several hours. All lanes are now reopened, but other details about the crash are not yet available. An arrest warrant has been issued for a man accused of setting a fire at the Lake County, Indiana jail this week.
A small fire was set in the lobby of the Lake County Jail in Crown Point Monday afternoon. Sheriff's officials say a 26-year-old Merrillville man poured an accelerant on the floor and set it on fire before he ran out and drove away in a blue SUV. Now an arrest warrant has been issued for Ryan Andrews. Officials say Andrews should be considered dangerous and that anyone who sees him should not go near him, but should call police. Bernie Tafoya, News Radio, 105.9 WBBM.
A woman and three boys are hospitalized after a crash on the south side yesterday afternoon.
The Chicago Fire Department says three vehicles were traveling near the intersection of Marquette and Lafayette when they crashed. It happened about 5 p.m. A 13-year-old boy was taken to Comer Children's Hospital in serious to critical condition. Two other boys, a 6-year-old and a 9-year-old, were taken to the same hospital. They were in fair condition. A 37-year-old woman was hospitalized in fair condition as well. Terry Keschner, 105.9 WBBM.
Illinois gets a good grade in a new list of the nation's best public high schools.
The website 247wallstreet.com is out with its list of the country's 50 best public high schools. Things like academics, culture and diversity, and extracurricular activities all helped to shape the rankings. And Illinois fared quite well. A total of 10 state public high schools made the cut. One even cracked the top three. That was University of Illinois High School in Urbana, which came in at number three. Others on the list include Adelaide E. Stevenson, Hinsdale Central, Glenbrook South, and Neuqua Valley High Schools. Andy Day, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
The police departments in several northwest suburbs are working on an agreement with High School District 211 on protocols for school resource officers using state-mandated body cams while on campus. The Board of Education has already approved the agreement. A spokesman for the school district says the agreement aims to address both safety and privacy. The new law mandating Illinois police departments serving populations of between 50 and 100,000 residents to use the body-worn camera will take effect on January 1st. And a U.S. senator says more must be done to address the shortage of life-saving drugs for cancer patients. The details from WBBM's Terry Keschner.
Bad news, you have cancer. Good news, there's a drug that can cure your cancer, at least give you a quality of life. Bad news, we can't get our hands on that drug.
Illinois Senator Dick Durbin.
That is the reality in the United States of America today, in Chicago, in Illinois, and across the nation.
Senator Durbin spoke at the Cook County Health Professional Building on the Near West Side. The senator has been urging the Food and Drug Administration to address the drug shortage, and the FDA is working with a Chinese drug maker to import the cancer medication cisplatin. Dr. Urjit Patel of Cook County Health.
I've worked here for over two decades, and this is the first time I've encountered the type of drug shortages that we're encountering today.
And Durbin says the American people paid for these life-saving drugs in the first place.
The initial research on 90% plus of these drugs was a taxpayer's expense.
Terry Keschner, 105.9 WBBM.
Trustees in Mount Prospect have approved a one-time 2% employee retention incentive bonus for firefighters. The bonus is in addition to 2.5% salary increases firefighters will get this year and next under their contract with the village. The Daily Herald reports the bonus will cost the village just over $147,000, but will not impact pension expenses. Police in Naperville are issuing an alert concerning a jewelry scam involving senior citizens. Authorities say a man and a woman have robbed at least three seniors of expensive jewelry at grocery store parking lots. They say in the scam, one person convinces the victim to try an inexpensive necklace while the other distracts the victim and the jewelry is swapped. Woodridge resident Beth Santos tells CBS2.
They usually like to go to like wealthy neighborhood, like example, like Naperville, and they know that they can get a lot of things from the people.
Naperville police say victims in the community have already lost about $10,000 worth of jewelry. The experience of a lifetime is coming for one local college football team.
It's not just the likes of the Kansas City Chiefs who get to rub elbows with the president of the White House after becoming champions. That right is also reserved for college champions. And the North Central College football program in Naperville, after securing a Division III national championship, will receive that honor of being recognized by the nation's highest office on June 12th. Here's Cardinal head football coach Brad Spencer.
Major college football teams and NFL, NBA, Major League Baseball teams that visit. So in whatever shape or fashion this kind of turns out to be, we get to experience that for a little bit.
The invitation is part of the inaugural College Athlete Day hosted by President Biden and the First Lady at the White House to celebrate the 2022-2023 women's and men's NCAA championship teams from all three divisions. Judson Richards, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Operators of the Chicago Water Taxi Service say they're still trying to work out a schedule for the summer. The Tribune reports that's because even though the recovery from the pandemic continues, the number of downtown office workers remains relatively low. The taxi company also faces another challenge after losing and furloughing employees when COVID-19 hit.
All Local is a production of News Radio 105.9 WBBM, Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station. Please like and subscribe to this podcast on the Odyssey app to continue receiving up-to-date news and information.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 oh. O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.